right back in on the show. Last segment before we got derailed on cargo shorts and such, we were planning on talking about what we're going to get to now. And if you'd like to chime in on this, feel free, 436-7900, because the discussion to me isn't about the main story that we're going to hit here to touch it off, but it's about basically kids in sports in general. But you guys saw this. We talked about it before the show.
Total Information AM this morning.
Yes, and yeah, and there was a story on this that I heard on Total Information AM on the drive-in that in Olympic gymnastics now, they are going to make the minimum age for, I think it's both men and women, but I don't know
gymnastics
for sure.
Gymnastics or figure skating?
I'm sorry, this is figure skating, not gymnastics, but it could probably, it's probably going to end up being the other one. But for figure skating, I don't know if it was for both men and women, but obviously the men tend to be older in the figure skating competition. The women tend to be younger in that competition. Well, because there was a 15-year-old Russian girl mm-hmm. who got caught up in a doping scandal in the Olympics and got chewed out by a coach very visibly, and it was kind of a black mark on the Olympics this year and all that. But because of those types of things, they've raised the age minimum. So now they're not going to allow 15-year-olds in the Olympics anymore. It's going to be 16 for a year, and then it's going to go up to 17 years old. So we're going to have an age minimum there going up, which to me, I don't really care about most Olympic sports. It's not like this is going to change anything about how I experience the Olympics, which is to not watch them. Mm-hmm. But in general, I don't like the idea of artificial limits on when you can compete. If you're one of the best in the world, you should be allowed to compete, regardless of what. I have the same thing with the NBA, where they have the stupid one and done rule, which I think is going away at some point. But like, why should I, if I'm good enough to go in the first round of the NBA draft, if I'm good enough to be a favorite for a medal in the Olympics, why should my calendar age limit me from doing that when I have a short shelf life as an athlete? I don't have until I'm 35 years old. I don't have until I'm 30 mm-hmm. in the figure skating world. You're now taking it to where I might go from two Olympics to one by shortening my window. And I think it's an overreaction to one story.
I suppose you might be able to make an argument that when it comes to children, it's a little bit of a different argument. That maybe in some cases, children are being exploited, and I think it happens here, but not to the same level it does in some other countries where mm-hmm. they're militant about it, about, you know, your child athletes, like in Russia or in China, like we're talking about here. And I think there are militant parents about mm-hmm. their kids in sports and who drive them and don't let them make any choices about whether or not they want to participate or want to play. In some other countries, you don't really have that opportunity, I think. So maybe it's you can make that argument, but for the most part, I do agree with you. If somebody is really good at something and they want to compete, I don't really understand the idea of keeping them from doing that if, you know, the competition level for them is not a problem. Like, you can compete against adults and still do really, really well. Let them do it.
And I think when you're looking at age minimums for kids, it is subjective. Mm. You do have to go sport by sport. And you use the term an artificial age limit. I think in a lot of ways that's a correct term for it, because you're picking an age. 16. Let's start with Olympic gymnastics. When they recently said you have to be 16 years old, what's interesting is I think Simone Biles says she doesn't think it's a great decision. Nastia Lukin said, I wouldn't want to be a decision maker. This is difficult. Jade Carey said she thought it was the wrong decision because you only have so many years.
That's it. Yeah.
And if you're ready to go.
Right.
And 16 to me is a little bit different because it's not... The difference between 15 and 16, we're not necessarily talking about prepubescent. I see an issue with having 10-year-olds in the Olympics, especially 10-year-old girls, and like what can be harmed, you know, how that can harm their bodies. Now, you could argue, well, it doesn't matter. They're still going to be doing the same training.
Which is my argument.
Yes.
They're even if they can't go at 15,
yeah.
at 10 or 12, they're still in the same program.
But there's something to be said for not also putting that emotional strain on a 12-year-old, because at that age you do mature year by year. So maybe 15 to 16 seems arbitrary. I get that. 10, 11, 12, that to me seems irresponsible on the parts of an adult. And again, I don't have an example of a 12-year-old in the Olympics. We did have the Chinese athlete who was 14.
14, yeah.
And that kind of sparked the outrage.
And there are some young kids who might really, really want to do it.
Well, this is the big thing. Yeah.
And that for me, that would be the difference. But I guess I don't know how do you regulate it? Yeah, how do you decide this is the age you're not allowed to do it? I mean, for me, there's a lot of similarity to if you're really, really smart in high school, they will pass you early. Like, you can graduate high school at 14 if you're really intelligent and you can get to college and be done with it by 18.
Doogie Howser did it.
He did. What a brilliant doctor he was. I think actually my doctor graduated high school and college early. Mm. And so why would you hold them back? Because their level of intelligence and aptitude is greater than everybody else their age? Or do you just let them continue through?
So I was homeschooled. One of the girls I homeschooled with graduated high school at 14. I think she got into WashU. A 14-year-old has nothing in common with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Right.
And so her parents did, I think initially they were going to go to college, and then she realized, we're going to do other things to supplement because she's not at a place as a 14-year-old.
And that's fine, too.
Right, but that's up to the family that knows them. There shouldn't be an artificial limit by some agency.
Right.
There shouldn't be somebody that's... Now, a school could make that standard for themselves, but I don't think there should be a state government that says, well, you know, you can't do that at 14 or 15, but sure at 16. Like, it's
arbitrary.
Each person's different.
What if we know if something is damaging? And I will throw this out there. It's not Olympic gymnastics. I understand that. But most marathons have an age minimum of 16 to 18. Mm-hmm. And there was a kid, I think, was he 8, 10? He was very young, and his parents had him run a marathon, and it was awful. And also, that's damaging. An 8-year-old body should not be running 26 miles.
That's different.
Right. And here's the thing. And says somebody that has coached in youth sports for 20 years and, you know, in St. Louis for the last 15 years, every one of these things is a responsibility on the parent's side. And what you have to understand and accept as parents is whether or not your kid wants to do these things. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen it where they don't. And yet they're there every week, all the time. You have to read and know your own child. And then you also have to take your own feelings out of it. They're not, you can't live vicariously through your kid.
Right.
And you have to know their limits.
Very hard for people to do that. Some of them. Some are really good about it, but not all
parents
are.
Probably the majority, but the ones that aren't are the ones that really stand out.